The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a quick program note. We were talking yesterday about a Supreme Court decision concerning Tree of Life Christian schools in Upper Arlington. The Supreme Court refused to hear their appeal. Well, I have a representative from the Alliance Defending Freedom. These are the people who represented Liberty Christian or Tree of Life. And I have a representative from the Alliance Defending Freedom that will be joining us at 4 p.m., top of the hour, to talk about that case and bring us up to date. Speaking of bringing up to date, I am absolutely shocked it took them this long to do so, but we knew it was going to happen. Today, Wednesday, the ACLU of Ohio and Planned Parenthood announced they have filed a lawsuit to prevent the heartbeat bill. Technically called the Human Rights and Heartbeat Protection Act, SB 23. It was to go into effect on July 10th because it was signed into law by Governor Mike DeWine. I mentioned to you, and it's now no surprise to anyone, but I mentioned to you that the ACLU and Planned Parenthood would immediately file a lawsuit. Again, I am shocked it took them this long, but today they filed a federal lawsuit blocking, or at least attempting to block, the heartbeat bill. My prediction, they'll be successful. A federal judge soon will issue a stay so that the law cannot go into effect on July 10th. And the goal, the purpose of this whole thing is to take it to the Supreme Court. I believe, under the direction of Governor Mike DeWine and our Attorney General, Dave Yost, the state of Ohio will appeal this up the ladder, and eventually it will reach the Supreme Court. And, of course, all of us who are pro-life are praying that as a result, the United States Supreme Court will revisit Roe v. Wade and overturn it. Now, again, most of you understand what that means. It does not mean, you know, if the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade tomorrow, that does not in any way mean that abortion would be outlawed in America. It just means it would go back to the states. And it would mean that the heartbeat bill would most likely go into effect, and that would ban most abortions. So that is an update here in the state of Ohio. And later on in the program, I have all kinds of abortion-related news. I've got probably six different stories from around the United States, including Alabama, that has passed the strictest abortion ban in America. We do not know yet whether the governor is going to sign it into law. Hopefully, we will find out probably today, maybe tomorrow. And here's an update from Colorado. You will probably remember the case of Rocio Christi, which is a Christian student organization active on campuses all over the world. Well, way back in 2016, Rocio Christi was denied formal recognition by the university because the group required its leaders must, quote, share and personally hold Christian beliefs. The university said that was discriminatory and refused to acknowledge this Christian group. Rocio Christi said, no, this isn't discrimination. We are just holding to our firmly held Christian beliefs. These are our convictions. Well, it's been winding around through the court since 2016. And on Monday, I just found out today, but on Monday, the University of Colorado settled, the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs settled the lawsuit. As a result, the university will pay this Christian organization $20,000 in legal fees. They will readjust their standards for who can and cannot be recognized on campus to reflect that organizations that have Christian convictions can indeed be recognized on campus, and they will be reinstated on campus. So in other words, we won. We did. And that is good, good news. That's great news for precedent at for other Christian organizations. University of Iowa kicked a Christian organization off of their campus. Several other universities had kicked Christian organizations off of their campuses. And some of those cases are still winding their way through the courts. Hopefully, this will set a precedent for others. And again, that is good, good news. This is not good news. And again, I've got a lot of abortion related articles that I'll get to later on in the program, but I didn't want to hold this one till later. The movie Unplanned has been a huge box office success here in the United States. It has surpassed all expectations, and I mean hugely surpassed all expectations here in the United States. It's still in many movie theaters across America, and it's still doing fairly well. Well, it's not doing well in Canada, and the reason for that is they won't show it. It has been basically censored, not officially, but practically. The producer, Lisa Wheeler, said, quote, "We have been effectively blocked from distributing the film in Canada." Why? The two largest distributors in Canada, movie distributors, which basically control almost all the movies in the country, cited content as the issue. And according to their own statement, they cited content, not lack of consumer demand. So in other words, they didn't say, well, nobody wanted to watch it, so we decided not to show it. It was content. Seriously? Thinking about the vile, filthy, at times blasphemous movies that are shown in the United States and in Canada, the sexually explicit, the explicitly violent. Canada will not allow the movie to be shown because of content. Yeah. Canada has marched far to the left, farther and faster than America. But I've said this repeatedly, and I really believe it. If you want to see where the leftists want to take us here in America, take a look at Canada. In Canada, my radio program could not be broadcast. I would not be allowed to be on the air. Programs like Focus on the Family are banned in the country of Canada. Banned because of content. Censorship. The liberal left would love to do that here in America, and they have succeeded in Canada. And here is another example in the country of Canada. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, an update on a Christian university that might possibly have banned Chick-fil-A. But I got news, good news for chicken lovers. No, I didn't say chicken livers. I said chicken lovers. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, one of the really sad things in America today is that many, if not most, college administrators, and I'm talking about in secular, well, and sometimes Christian. Well, let me expand it. Many, if not most, college administrators are, well, kind of like the cowardly lion. They don't have a whole lot of backbone. They're scared to death of the donors. Oh, my goodness, they are scared to death of the donors. And then many of them are scared to death of the students. Rather than being leaders and examples for the students, they are frightened to death of their own students. So when you have a school administration that actually does the right thing rather than capitulate to a bunch of students, it's a good thing. Well, that's what happened at Trinity University. Trinity University is a Christian school. I honestly, and I'm not trying to be facetious here, I honestly don't know how Christian they are. They advertise themselves as a Christian university, but today that it doesn't mean a whole lot. And I just don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know where they stand on spiritual issues or anything. But recently, the school's student government voted unanimously. Now, this is the student government. Voted unanimously to remove Chick-fil-A from school property because the students felt that the restaurant's traditional Christian values, quote, was a drastic assault on LGBTQ students, which, of course, all of you know is complete bologna. Total. I can't think of a single case where Chick-fil-A has discriminated against any LGBTQ person in hiring, serving, and so forth. This is just baloney, perpetrated by the mainstream media and radical homosexual groups. But college kids with heads filled with mush just believe it without checking it out. They just believe it. So anyway, the student government voted unanimously. We want Chick-fil-A out of here. We want Chick-fil-A off the campus. Now, there have been two or three universities where this has happened, and immediately the school administration has said, okay, if that's what you want, okay. We don't want to hurt you. We don't want to offend you. We don't want you to be frightened. Not the case with Trinity University. Tess Cootie Anders. I'm not making that up, and neither am I making fun. Tess Cootie Anders, who is the school's vice president for strategic communications and marketing, sent an email out to all of the students on the campus, which said, and I quote, "We do not make vendor decisions based on their political or religious beliefs." Yeah. The email added that the school considers utilization, variety of options, vendor performance, and campus-wide feedback when selecting vendor offerings on the school's San Antonio campus. The email added, "Based on these criteria, Chick-fil-A appears to be a preferred vendor by students and the broader Trinity community." In other words, the administration of Trinity University told the student government, take a hike. Good for them. They stood up to the students and simply said, and I love this, "We do not make vendor decisions based on their political or religious beliefs." In other words, we follow the Constitution. We do believe in true equality, and we do not discriminate against people because of their religious beliefs. Good for the administration of Trinity University, and the kids at Trinity will be able to enjoy delicious chicken sandwiches. Now, I expect some protests, but it looks like the administration is going to stand strong. In relation to that, the director of, what's his title? The director of charity involvement at Chick-fil-A is a guy named Rodney Bullard. He's a great guy. I've had him on my program. I was with him at a banquet about a year ago. And he is the director of their community involvement, their charity, and so forth. Great guy. He attended the Air Force Academy. He's worked at the White House. And in an interview in regards to all of this bad publicity that Chick-fil-A continues to get, he said, "There's a calling to help people. And I think at times that has been confused with a calling somehow to exclude. And that's not the case. The focus, the phrase, every child, we're very intentional about that. We do have programs, and we look for programs that are inclusive as well to help every child. For us, that's a much higher calling than any political or cultural war that's being waged. This is really about an authentic problem that is on the ground, that is present, and ever present in the lives of many children who can't help themselves. At the end of the day, I feel like we just have to do more of telling the story of our need, and we have to do more of doing the work. Because at the end of the day, this is about the work. It can't be about me personally, and it can't be about anything other than doing the work for these kids. That's why I'm here, and that's why we're all here. And I love that about Chick-fil-A. There really is a sincerity in our employee base, sincerity that comes from a top-down, that it really is about the mission." That is a whole lot more gracious than the people who have been attacking them. When we come back, Lord willing, we will have a representative from the Alliance Defending Freedom. We will talk about the Tree of Life case in Upper Arlington.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.